When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How are you finding Wisconsin to be?
I enjoy Wisconsin. It is buggy, you know.
Buggy.
There are some neat things that like we can do here that we wouldn't be able to do in Chicago. Like here, we also have a big backyard, and we set up an archery range in that backyard.
Ooh.
So stressful days, I can Brendan Fraser style. Just step out on that back porch, you know, toss out a few arrows, work through the anger.
Which film? Which Brendan Fraser film?
I assume.
This is not a film. This is the man himself, Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yes. I forgot that he does that.
Into archery?
I need He's him to make archery. A comeback.
I know. Man, and I kind of feel like every project that I see him on, I look at and go, Brendan, that's not going to bring you back.
I need a Brendan.
That's not going to bring it back. I want more mummy movies. I don't know how he feels about mummy movies, but if he felt positive, mummy. I would like
I want
a,
more
another mummy
daddy
movie.
Movies.
I think we're good on those.
Do you mean the Marvel Universe?
The most horrifying things I've ever heard in my life is when Journey to the Center of the Earth came out. I worked at the movie theater, and my mother asked if she could get tickets to go see it because she said that Brendan Fraser is yummy.
Oh, no. Oh, how unfortunate.
And I didn't care for that. To be fair, he is.
Dref. I was Dref for a time.
The room grows cold. I want to know, where is the voice coming from?
My guess is that the voice is, the heart is like pulsing with my voice. Not really like as a heartbeat, but way, 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 way fainter. And I think that the voice is like in everyone's minds. So it's whatever this like circle has created is letting the voice like, you know, enter you. But it's not, if someone else was like listening at the door, they would not hear anything.
I'm really glad that you said that the voice is in the mind, especially after mentioning the heart, because there was a second where I pictured a Jim Henson-ass puppet of a heart just sort of speaking with Dref's voice.
Or a force ghost that just appears.
Yeah. Obi-Wan is there.
Which, I'm not ruling that out for later in the scene, but for right now, it's just the heart pulsing and you hear that voice.
Cool.
I think... in hearing that for the first time, Jonnet is like taken aback. Oh man, Dref, is that you? And then he kind of lets go of his of like the people around him to like step towards the stool. And I feel like at that moment, like everything, Dref's voice just cuts out immediately. And then he looks around and he kind of like pieces it together, and he sort of like comes back and grabs Margaret and Travis's hand, and then he gets back in the circle.
okay, don't do that.
Yeah, I've never talked to a dead person before, and I got caught up in the moment. I'm sorry.
Margaret's whole deal is hand-holding, so.
I will have to try and cast the spell again. The fact that we got it is like, hey, that's good and that's encouraging. You know, he might just ignore calls now, so that's like a thing that
to
watch out for.
It's going directly to spam.
We did a real ding-dong ditch, I think.
I'm so confused. James kicked me out of the Zoom. Now I'm waiting for the host.
You hold hands again, and you can see beads of sweat begin to gather on Margaret's brow as she focuses her energy once more into a spell, creating a connection between all of you and casting out to the world beyond the physical world. Once again, the room grows dark. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Dref Wormwood, are you with us?
Dref Wormwood. Yes, I remember that name. I was Dref Wormwood.
You said that.
He's remembering. You must be gentle with your friend.
Okay.
Dref, I have gathered a group of your friends together. We are calling out to you now in your space in the beyond to talk with you. It has been some time since they have seen you, and it has been some time since you have been yourself. We merely wish to exchange questions and warm feelings.
Yes.
And once we know that you're here, we'll step out and grab your friends and bring them in.
Yes.
That didn't land like you wanted it to, huh?
No, but I think other people listening will really like that one.
Travis. Yes.
On the other side of the door, we've got Jerkoff Jerry, who's held a glass up to the door and is listening in.
He held a mug of hot tea, and you know
it. Spits there with a big dref cake that he baked.
Yes, my tether. Yes, my tether. I left my tether for you. What is it that you wish of me?
Is the captain with you at all now?
The captain.
Orimar Vale?
Ah, Orimar. Yes, my spell. Orimar is here on this side with me, but not with me. How to explain? The captain is angry.
Angry at whom?
His anger, feeling these emotions is difficult, you understand. Such strong passion connects him. He was very angry with me when he found me. My spell, I tried my best. I didn't know, but now, the knowledge that exists in this place, you have no idea. But it is so hard to grasp.
Is there anything we can do to, you know, put him on one side or the other?
One side or the other?
With us or with you?
Oh, yes. To leave the physical realm and be in this realm. Possible, but unlikely. He is not done in your realm. My tether My spell. My spell, yes. It's still working, still holding us both. It feels so odd to be here and yet be here. This shouldn't be what you're doing. This is dangerous. This is dangerous for all of you.
No, I can assure you that this ceremony is something that I have performed many times. There is no danger to you, Spirit.
I do not remember you.
I am not one of your friends. I am...
Burn.
I am merely a conduit. I am using magic that I have access to, that pulls on the bonds between people. It allows you to be here, and it should allow you to return in safety once we are done.
No. You are wrong. You do not understand. None of you understand the great, great danger, the risk you are putting yourselves in. Yes, the cutting stone. I was able to hide myself, but you're shining a light in a very dark place. No.
Margaret's face becomes a mask of concern. The cutting stone? What is the cutting stone? Like the luminary?
No, they are not natural, but they are the wardens of this place. We, the shades that dwell here, hide ourselves from them, lest they take us and we are gone forever. They killed me. I died. My brother. And my brother also died. Yes. Why do I remember my brother's death?
He is confused. You need to take steps to anchor him. I need you to pause your questions for a moment and say something to your friend that you wish you could have said to him in life. Those statements, those connections that you form with your friend are going to allow him access to more of who he was here so that he'll be able to speak with us with more clarity. Even if it is small, something that you kept to yourself, something that you held your tongue over.
Dref. I never told you, but you were my friend. And I'm so sorry that there was nothing I could do to stop them from taking you.
At this moment, I think everyone in the room has a memory form in their mind. From Travis's perspective, as a bird flying away in an ink-black void, while Dref stands facing a hooded figure holding a sharpened stone knife. You not only remember the scene, but you remember the emotion, the terror, the frustration.
Travis, you're alive. That is good. You escaped.
I did. Thanks to you.
They did not kill me. They destroyed my physical body, yes, but I was able to evade the cutting stone. That's why I'm still here. But I'm also making you a target. They will not stop their pursuit. What I am in this place, they are coming for me, and they may come for you.
But your brother is the one who killed you or took your body, and he's gone.
No. My brother was a tool, a weapon. He served the cutting stone. I don't remember, or I don't understand. My heart. My heart still remains. Yes. You must understand the danger. The heart is a tether, a spell, keeping me here and there. Existing in both places is difficult.
Do you wish to maintain the tether?
Yes, and no. I wish to understand, but understanding here is difficult. It is like a river pulling me away, and the tether is a branch I cling to, and if I let go, it feels so easy to be lost forever. The captain found me here. Orimar found me here. He is angry. He wants to return. He wants to live again. He wants me to finish my spell, but I cannot. You must do something to appease him.
Can we finish your spell?
Finish. It is never finished. You must provide restitution. That is what the captain seeks.
What sort of restitution does the captain require? Did you promise him that you would return him to life?
There is no return. Not truly, not that I know of.
As Dref struggles to vocalize these things, you see, like, the heart, which was flittering, like, very, like, briefly, completely still and stop. And it feels almost as if, like, Dref has pulled away.
We need someone else to provide an emotional anchor. Travis has already done admirably. Gable, Jonnet, is there something more that you can say to Dref in this moment? Help him be himself. Help him find a connection to you.
When you died, I bore tremendous anger against your brother, against the situation. But I realized it was born out of an anger that was misdirected towards you. Anger that you didn't trust us. It is only now that I realize I am truly angry at myself for not earning that trust. And that is something I will regret until the day I... well, forever, I guess.
Ooh.
Yes. Gable, yes, I feel your anger, your fury. Please, it is not that I didn't trust you, it's simply that I didn't know. I knew nothing then. The forces that I was playing with when I... restored the captain. When he died, he asked me to keep him going. I did the only thing that I knew how to do. Necromancy, it is not unnatural. It is natural, just nature inverted. I gave him what life I could, and in doing so, his spirit left his body, and it lingers here with me, but is drawn back to his body through my spell. I see here what I could never see alive. I see the spirit. The captain's spirit, my spirit, we exist here. Even though the cutting stone does not wish it to be so. And we exist where you are as well. Yes. Yes, I still feel my presence there, as the captain does. But I am at peace, and the captain is angry. The way his body has been treated, the way the ship has been treated. And yet, he feels you have accomplished much, and he feels proud of that. He wants to be treated better.
What? Well,
you go. You talk to him first.
In our defense, we didn't really know he was there until very recently. We didn't know exactly what your spell did.
Travis, I'm so sorry. I never meant to cause you pain. I can feel your pain. You're dying. But you cannot die. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry, Travis.
I'm gonna need more than that.
My spell, it's killing you. Can you feel it?
I can tell when the captain takes from me.
But then you transform and you're born anew. Yes. Yes. Every day. Oh, the terrible burden. This magic has a cost. The energy, the spiritual energy has to be maintained. The captain is feeding on you. How to explain? All living creatures need nourishment, sustenance. Yes. How odd.
Fascinating. I have heard stories of necromancers, of people who can move dead flesh and bones, but this is significantly more than that.
Is there a way to help him find a more permanent nourishment that's not me?
I think you're a fairly permanent solution.
His spirit is drawn back to his body, to the world of the living, as my spirit is drawn back to my heart. Yes, if the connections are destroyed, then yes, but then we are gone and exist only in the drift. Another death. Maybe it is not. I don't know.
But the cutting stone, if, and Orimar's spirit for that matter, if the captain wishes to control his body, then there must be something that could be done to connect his spirit to his body in the way that a living body naturally exists. If you've made this connection, we seem to only be missing pieces. And that still doesn't account for the cutting stone. If we were to sever the connection, then the stone would surely come for you.
Yes. I don't know how, but I feel that we are shielded here. Something the captain has done. No, something I have done. My spell when I died shielded me from the cutting stone. They tried to claim my spirit, but could not. I don't know what they are. I wish I did, but I don't. But I can feel that they were once like me. Yes, they were once alive. But now they exist only in this place. And they exist to stop spirits like mine and the captain. They don't tire. They don't sleep. They are consumed by their hunt. This is very dangerous. Drawing back into the world paints a target on us. If the stone takes me, if the stone takes the captain, we will be gone. I don't know what that means.
Your spirits will be destroyed? Is that the sort of thing the cutting stone does?
Yes. I don't know what they are. I don't know why they are, but they are the jailers of this place to cut us off. To snuff us out. Yes. They almost took me. I see now that the necromancy that I practice, it turned their eye to me. They do not like meddling in this realm. That is why my brother came. If my brother served the stone, there are others living that must serve the stone as well. You must be careful.
Jonnet kind of leans forward. Dref, if the cutting stone is looking for you, you've got to go either one way, either back towards us or into the void, the drift. I feel like we've already kind of lost you once, and the thought of losing you more, I don't like that, but it feels like the captain is already making steps to come back. Over time, he's been pulling from Travis. Is that the key to the spell, to let the captain keep pulling? If the captain's allowed to keep pulling from Travis, Jonnet kind of looks to Travis.
Let's not forget about Travis.
I'm not. I'm saying it. You're kind of in this position where you can take it. And I'm wondering, if the captain pulls more, will he succeed in coming back? And if he succeeds in coming back, since you're tied to the captain, will that bring you back? And if you do come back...
And then Jonnet kind of just looks at the heart.
What does that even really mean for you?
These are questions that I have pondered here in this state. I don't know the answers to all of them, but I know the captain desires to say to be back is not quite right. He desires to overcome death. The spell that I cast on his body allowed his spirit to stay connected. My magic could make him move and respond and act, but it is not life. He desires that control. And using Travis, he is obtaining that control. But he does not wish to cause you harm. He only wishes to live. living has a cost. All of this, everything that we do, the necromancy, it draws the cutting stone. It is in their nature to abhor it, but they also abhor you, Travis. While you are not dead, you do die. And then you return. And then you die, and then you return. You are caught in this cycle that they do not like.
Once they get to know him, I'm sure they'll grow to hate him even more.
That won't... Yes, I was going to say. It's pretty much a zero-sum game with him. They will hunt you always, even if the captain's spirit did not linger here.
Well, first of all, that's a little disconcerting. I was unaware that I was constantly dying. So that's interesting.
Did no one read the notes? I have journals and journals of notes. Oh,
what? No, Travis has the one notebook and the one journal. And I thought that was it.
I saw there was the one.
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
You really got to put pare it down into more of a pamphlet size.
Are you seriously telling me that your friend died and you didn't go through his things and find his notebooks?
Sorry, Margaret. We're not rude. Okay.
No, I thumbed through it. And there was a drawing.
It is normal.
All right. No, okay, everyone keep holding hands, but we're going to hash this out right now.
Everyone on the ship is so willfully, emotionally unhealthy. I cannot believe you. I cannot believe even one of you.
We just kind of left his room the way it was when he left, and we were thinking of maybe turning it into like a gym or a craft room.
And, you know, as you may recall, Margaret, Nordia was chock-a-block full of activities and didn't...
I'm going to have to follow you forever. I'm going to have to be with you until I die because you can't function.
Working on it.
I left my journal.
Y'all got nothing to say now, huh? No.
Well, okay. All right.
Hey heroes, it's James, your game master, and welcome to the midroll. We're getting things started with a radvertisement, and it's one of my favorite types of radvertisements to read, a personal radvertisement, and even more one of my favorite types of radvertisement to read because it is a romantic radvertisement. This one is coming from Samantha to Alice. Happy first month of marriage. If everything went according to plan, our tiny emergency wedding happened before the court could snatch away our rights. And to begin my long reign as best wife, here is the best gift. James D'Amato saying that you are a great GM and your friends and family love your games. Once more, to make things abundantly clear, you are an awesome GM. Love, your wife, Samantha. This story reminds me of the lyrics from the Call of the Sky fan edition. If the slain god's law wrought the end of time, then what else is love but the perfect crime? There's almost nothing that gives me more joy in this world than hearing about people finding happiness with one another, but it's made extra delicious knowing that you stole your marriage from fascists. I'd love to play a game with Alice because it sounds like their games are delightful. And you have it here in my voice on my show, so it is irrefutable that you're a good GM. I wish all the happiness this world can offer for Alice and Samantha in their lives together. Congratulations. Moving on, One Shot is operating a few fundraisers, so buckle up. The first, this show is edited by the incredibly talented Casey Tony, who for some time now has been grappling with the technical limitations of the computers that he uses to edit the show. In the past, we've offered to help Casey upgrade his setup, but he always insists, because he uses his computer for personal projects, that he doesn't feel comfortable taking our money. Thankfully, the good folks at Hey Riddle Riddle convinced him to put up a GoFundMe campaign to buy a new machine that can keep up with his brilliance. And as of this recording, Casey has already hit his goal for that. However, the more money he raises, the more options he'll have to make both his computer setup and his editing station comfortable and sustainable. So, if you enjoy Casey's work on projects like this, I encourage you to go check out his GoFundMe page and make a donation. That is gofundme.com/f/helpcaseyedit. You can also find a link to that in our show notes. Heroes, we're closing in on the end of the year, and that means we are once again supporting World Builders in their end-of-year drive to support Heifer International, a charity that provides sustainable education and resources to people in need around the world. And just like last year, the OneShot Team page has a host of tantalizing goals to incentivize you to help make the world a better place. We just launched our page. If you help us hit our first goal of $1,000, we're going to get Patrick Rothfuss to make a guest appearance on the All My Fantasy Children podcast. Heroes, we've got so many exciting goals, and I want to hit them, and the only way we can do that is with your support. But you've got extra incentive to start donating now, because currently, the folks over at Humble Bundle are matching donations to the campaign. And those donations will be reflected on our team page. So if you'd like to see us hit our $15,000 goal, where I will write a short story based on characters from Arnie Parrott's Skyjack's theme, you'll be able to get there twice as quickly if you go over and donate now. And while Skyjack's and One Shot Network goodies are a huge incentive on their own, all donators to the Geeks Doing Good end of year drive are entered into a huge raffle full of all sorts of cool prizes, including one of my favorites, Wormwood Gaming Tables. If you're interested in participating, just head over to our fundraising page. You can do that by going to bit.ly/OSNENDS2020. That's OSNENDS2020. Or follow the link in our show notes. Finally, heroes, we've got an update on our Make Georgia Twice as Nice drive. Because we were doing so many fundraising drives at the same time, I decided it would be best to scale back a little bit. So I adjusted the goal for Make Georgia Twice as Nice to raise $4,206.90. Thankfully, we did hit that goal, which means I'm going to be updating the Captain's Edition of our albums with Call of the Sky 2 sometime this week. Hopefully tomorrow, if everything goes according to plan. A huge thank you to everyone who donated to that. And a reminder that money is not the only way you can contribute. You can always volunteer your time to Fair Fight Action. Finally, a very quick thank you to all of our backers on Patreon who make this show possible. We would not be able to do any of this without your support.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get back in the sky.
Dref, the notebooks, yes. The notes.
Jonnet, start. Oh wait, he can't.
grab it with
where
your teeth.
Where are they?
Isn't one of them in this room? Yeah. Isn't one of them the one that mm-hmm. that Travis has?
Mm-hmm. Well, are there more?
Yes, my journals, I guess, would still be in my room. I didn't hide them.
Well, we didn't go
are you
in
sure
there.
You didn't put it in like a slightly raised place that would be hard to find easily, or.
The labeling system I used is very easy to
no,
understand.
But I mean, like, for
I'm,
you,
I'm looking at
bro.
It right now, and they're on a bookshelf that's with a label that says dress notebooks, free for everyone to look at.
I think
I think like because you're in this floating black void, as you've been talking about and referencing the notebooks, like the candlelight is lighting them up. So now unignorably, it's so easy to see them.
Oh, I also feel like I haven't introduced this yet. So I feel like my heart starts pulsing like much stronger than it has before. And one of the notebooks kind of like starts to slide off of the shelf and moves slowly across the room until it comes nearer to my heart. And then it like very abruptly jerks open to a very specific page and falls down on the table. And you can see very clearly on whatever page that is, this is a Travis notebook, very clearly on that page is underlined death and rebirth like three times.
Huh. But right from, there, huh? Hmm.
Really? Just,
I wish I could... I wish I could keep notes in this place. Everything I'm learning slips away.
Well, the nice thing is that, you know, even if you did, no one would read them. So...
Yes, I guess that is true.
Dref, so is there any way to go against the Cutting Stone? Is there a way to stop them from coming for you? Coming for the captain, coming for Travis? We care about you and we don't want you to keep running, even if you are not here.
You of all people, Jonet Kessler, should know that there are no limits to what is possible. We may just not be aware of what those possibilities are. I know for certain that the Cutting Stone is not part of the natural order. They are foreigners in this place, which means there must be a way to stop them. But I do not know it, and I'm sorry for that. If given more time, maybe there's a way, but...
Dref, you don't need to apologize. You're speaking to us from beyond our plane. It's more than enough.
Yes, maybe, yes.
But you can speak to the captain, yes?
Speak... I'll say yes, because it would be too hard to explain how it works.
The captain moves his body. He walks freely and very confidently now. Could he not translate your notes for you? If you are to make discoveries, we could hold them here. I am sure your friends would be happy to help you finish your work.
Oh, it is possible, yes. The captain would not like that. His spirit wants to be in his flesh. I am imagining now asking it of him to sit at my writing desk and take notes. But yes, you are right. The spell that I cast upon him gives him a measure of control. Control that he is gradually taking back now that I am gone. He wishes to return, and yes, we could work together to do this. But it would be a great risk. The necromancy that keeps the captain and I tethered to this place... Travis's ability to die and be reborn, all of this draws the Cutting Stone. You must understand the danger, but also the great opportunity. I could work through the captain to uncover more about them and to hopefully give you an avenue to stop them. Yes, that could work. Huh. Yes.
Will the captain even allow that? What does he require to truly return?
I'm going to ask you a question, Gable, and I want you to consider it very carefully. Have you spoken to the captain?
No. No. Is that... None of us have. Have we?
Well, you know, I talk at him sometimes.
I kind of just give him his space, let him do his thing, and I, the answer's no.
So what I'm hearing is the captain is living life under tremendous frustration and existential threat. And the only times he has been able to express himself are through outbursts. Perhaps it's time to negotiate.
Huh.
Yes. You've been ignoring the captain, trying to force the captain into action, and speaking on the captain's behalf. This has caused a great deal of turmoil. This is not sustainable.
Well, when you say it like that, it sure does sound bad, but...
It's because it is bad.
Kind of jerks.
You must... Listen, you must find a way to coexist. He needs you as much as you need him, but... He is willful, and death has done nothing to temper his will. When I was alive, I always tried to act in his interest. He is the captain. We are not. The ship is his. You must take that into consideration.
I knew Orimar longer than anyone else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I believe you were on the ship longest, is what we found out.
Longer, yeah.
I knew Orimar in life longer than any of you. I learned about him as a person. I learned what he wanted, what he desired. The necromancy is not simply magic. It is connection. It is emotion. You must learn to feel the things he feels and act accordingly to those things. It will be difficult, but I can help. My heart, the tether, it can be useful to you if you let it.
We've been traveling with the captain like this for so long. We've been employing him, using him. We haven't really been respecting him. He wants that. He knows he deserves that.
Well then, seeing as how bringing your friend here to speak is dangerous, and we have learned some very valuable things, I must ask those among us who are living if there are any more pressing questions that need to be answered.
How do you use the bathroom?
I also had that question, but it's good that Jonet asked it.
The minds of children.
I cannot begin to explain the concept of ghost piss to you. No, friends, listen. It is important that you know that ghost piss exists. It is the one thing that can cross the bridge into your realm, and it is everywhere. It covers your food, your beds. It is there when you make love. Every yawn, every drink of water, you ingest millions of gallons of ghost piss. And it is our... How to explain for us, it is such a sexual thing. It gets us off and makes us ghost hard.
Well, it's canon now and we can't stop it.
I want to commission Arnie to do a completely original piece for the ghost piss monologue.
Oh God.
So beautiful.
That's the it hurts a little to laugh still. You used a watch of mine once to time my transformations. Do you remember where that is? It was a good one.
Do I, hey, no, James, do I know this? No.
Oh, this is, James, I'm just fucking around. This is nothing.
Up. Okay.
A watch. Time. No. There is no time in this place.
Hmm.
The heart, like, starts to get fainter and it's pulsing as you can feel maybe the spirit starting to pull away again.
Dref, just... Are you alone? Do you feel alone in there?
I was alone for a time. Orimar found me in this place. His will helped me remember who I am. It's so easy to forget here. But I still feel my connection to the world of the living, and it helps me remember who I am. It helps me remember that you are all still in great danger, and that I have work yet to be done.
Hmm.
Is there any way we can help you avoid the cutting stone?
Hmm. Yes. Do not take unnecessary risks. Appease Orimar. Do not contact the spirit realm. Anything that you can do to avoid tumultuous events, every part of them draws their eye. And yet, every time Travis dies and is reborn, their eye will be drawn. I fear the only course of action is to take the fight to them before they can come for you.
I yield my time.
Then, with all questions answered, we enter the last stage of our ceremony together.
Plugs. All right, what do I got going on in here? Let's see. So, I've been busy. I'm doing a new podcast. It's the Dref Death Comedy Hour.
The Dref Dref.
The Adrift Dref Death Comedy
Dref Jam.
Dref Jam. Dref Jam.
It's Dref Jam.
Dref Jam. Wow.
We have a lot of great guests coming up, a lot of very famous dead comedians.
Ryan Lochte is going. He's doing a tight five.
Ryan Lochte, Jim Belushi is going to be on there.
Ooh, fun.
Alonzo Hamburger Jones.
Bernie Mac gets in there. Very good sets by Bernie Mac.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of cool stuff coming out of Dref's camp. subscribe to my OnlyFans. Yes. Yes, of course. It's not what you think. It's me basically just, you commune with me, I move books on your wall and stuff like that. It's very fun.
Only phantoms.
Only phantoms.
Only phantoms. Fucking yeah. A. Mm. This is why they keep Travis around on the show.
Only phantoms.
Oh.
Now I will ask that everyone say goodbye. In life, we do not get to choose our goodbyes. We do not get to choose our final words. But here and now, we know that this conversation is ending. And this could be the last time you are able to speak with your friend. I cannot say whether or not that is true. I can only say that his schedule is very busy and he costs a pretty penny to book.
I'd be interested to know that number.
A funny thing, you're all actually going to get paid that number for this performance because I decided it would be fair to do it that way. We'll address that.
Well, then let's just go ahead and cut and just stop Gordon.
Stop.
Well, no, because we are paid hourly, so.
Margaret's feeling very generous. That's why I like Margaret today.
You know, I think I'm good. I kind of talk to him pretty regularly.
Oh.
Yes, everyone listen to the Bill Buds podcast.
And thank you to them for their stretch goal. That is just so incredibly generous with their time, especially because we
didn't negotiate
a rate
about?
Beforehand. Let's get back on track. We don't get to pick our goodbyes, which means when we are in a time when we are able to, it is rare and beautiful and precious. If you had regrets, leave them now.
Anyway, Drafe, I think we're about to go through a tunnel, so we might lose you.
We're in the air. James, I'm sure with my connection to the captain I can do it, but can I make Travis have like gut-wrenching pain?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's like in Drop Dead Fred when she takes the pills to make him go away, and every time he does, he like gets a really bad stomach ache.
Mm-hmm.
No Drop Dead Fred.
That's what I drew that from.
I really like the idea that of all of us, Dref is like the captain's only friend, so he can actually the captain to hurt Travis, and the captain's like, yeah, sure, why not?
The captain happily obliges. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The captain works wherever he is.
That's a real good one.
Yeah, so Travis is like hit with a sudden jolt of pain. That's the equivalent of like having his ear flicked.
Oh, come on.
Don't worry, Travis. We'll be with you.
Ugh. I hate that. I hate it.
Dref, I guess I want to say thank you. I think you're so unique, and our time together kind of just taught me that there's no one way to be a Skyjack. You don't have to be Travis, and you don't have to run forward into battle always like Gable, but you can still play your part and you can still help your friends. So thank you for just being an example of the kinds of people you'll meet in the sky.
Thank you, Jonet. I wish so much that we had spent more time together. Not out of a sense of personal satisfaction, so much as a sense of curiosity. And what you are and what you are becoming. If I may offer some advice that I was not able to offer in life. Your power is immense. I can still feel it, even here, slumbering, yet waking. Find a way to control it, lest it rest its control away from you.
You're saying I could lose this?
No. I'm saying you could lose you. We are conduits for magic. But once that gate is open, it flows both ways.
Janet takes that in, and then he kind of gives the heart a nod.
I'll do my best.
I have many regrets.
Well,
no, okay, cool. Good seeing you, and be well. I don't know. There's a lot of things I didn't know about you, and it makes me very sad. But I cherish you as a friend, and I very much hope to see you again.
I say this with all sincerity. Gable, thank you. There truly was nothing that any of you could have done to save my life. And in fact, being here, I think it was always part of my journey to come to this place. But you, Gable, you protect the crew. You protect Jonet, Travis, the captain, and between 40 and 200,000 people.
No way to know. Truly no way to know.
That exist on the boat. I truly hope that one day, somehow, we can meet each other again. But until then, your strength will be the shield that keeps us all safe.
And with that, Margaret leans forward.
And I don't know you. I can't do anything for you.
Not
let's
expecting
see.
It.
Hold
don't,
on. Let's. What's something
don't necessarily
about you?
Need it.
She's a black lily, and
she was. She was kind of a mid-season replacement.
Okay. Here's something. You have curly hair. You don't need to wash that every day. It's going to actually destroy the natural curl. Maybe once a week and never use
conditioner.
That's
right. I forgot. Dref canonically is very good with ethnic hair. I completely.
Yes.
So, I guess.
Dref slides like another notebook from the shelf, gives it to her. I think there's maybe page 30, there's some hair care product recommendations in there. I did a lot of wig work in my day.
Oh, shea butter. Nice.
Yes. Shea butter is key. Can you clap for me, Hades? Can you clap for me? Oh, this is Dref Jam. We're going to be here all week.
All week?
No.
What is time?
With that, thank you, Spirit, for spending this time with us and the time you spent in life. Normally, I would wish a safe journey in the river, but I wish that you remain safe until the river can truly be your home. And with that, the room starts to brighten, and the beating of the heart fades into a familiar stillness. Well, I think you all have a lot of work to do, but it might be good to just sit in this moment for a bit.
I wouldn't sit in this moment too long. This whole room is covered in ghost calls. I've literally been pissing the entire time we've been talking. It's soaking in it.
Ghost piss!
Can't wait for the ghost piss t-shirts,
no!
The ghost piss merchandise. Oh man.
Oh. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da ghost piss.
I do just want Arnie to just re-record the instincts.
Ghost piss.
Doom, 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 doom.
I think there is definitely room for more Arnie music.
Ghost piss.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.